Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing the CIA of lying. Lying to her and lying to Congress about waterboarding back in 2002. She leveled the charge Thursday at a Capitol Hill news conference when she took a question from a reporter who was just clarifying what Pelosi was saying.
You're accusing the CIA of lying to you in September
yes,
of 2002.
Misleading the Congress of the United States.
Pelosi is refuting CIA and GOP assertions that she knew about and was complicit in waterboarding. She unequivocally stated that she wasn't told about waterboarding terrorist suspects until well after it had already occurred. She stated the CIA briefed her only once on the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques in September of 2002. She said at that time waterboarding was never mentioned. So once again, she asserted the CIA misled or flat-out lied to her in 2002.
We also now know that techniques including waterboarding had already been employed and that those briefing me in September 2002 gave me inaccurate and incomplete information.
Pelosi says she was never directly told that waterboarding was actually being used, only that it had been deemed legal by the Bush administration attorneys. She also says that she didn't even learn that waterboarding had been done until an aide sat in on a briefing in February of 2003. Therefore, Pelosi dismissing questions today about the old what did she know and when did she know it routine.
This is a diversionary tactic to take the spotlight off of those who conceived, developed, and implemented these policies, which all of us long opposed.
Pelosi says this is a diversionary tactic cooked up by former Bush administration officials.
What's the point? Yeah, they did. They misrepresented every step of the way. And they don't want that focus on them, so they try to turn the attention on us.
Meanwhile, the top Republican in the House of Representatives says he wants all the information about who knew what and when on the table. And if you're going to have a truth commission, which House Speaker Pelosi wants, he wants every bit of information out there. John Boehner of Ohio is, of course, the Republican House leader. He says he can't imagine intelligence briefers lying to Congress.
I've dealt with our intelligence professionals for the last 3.5 years on a almost daily basis. And it's hard for me to imagine that anyone in our intelligence area would ever mislead a member of Congress.
Congressman Boehner also says he wants to know exactly what was learned as a result of using those enhanced interrogation techniques, including waterboarding.
Let's find out who knew what and when and what they did about it. And if we're going to get into these interrogation techniques, we also ought to give the American people a bigger picture of what we were able to glean from the use of these techniques.
Congressman Boehner might get answers to those questions, but the American public won't, at least not for now. The CIA is denying requests for more CIA memos to be released that do discuss the effectiveness of those interrogation techniques that were described in more detail in those memos released by the Obama administration a number of weeks ago. Former Vice President Dick Cheney had specifically asked that those memos be released to coincide with what the Obama administration had already released. Meanwhile, the House has approved a war spending bill, nearly $97 billion total. It continues funding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan through September. Wisconsin Democrat David Obie chairs the House Appropriations Committee.
We have a new president who has inherited a war he's trying to end. This bill tries to help him do that. We have no real alternative but to support it.
The Senate is expected to take up a similar bill next week. Most Republicans obviously favor funding the wars ongoing in Iraq and Afghanistan, but California Republican Jerry Lewis was very upset with how the process was handled on this legislation.
But we must pass this legislation, even in its presently flawed form, to ensure the funds continue to flow to support our efforts to bring peace and stability around the world.
Meanwhile, the Iraqi government is blaming the release of prisoners from U.S. and Iraqi jails for a recent spike in violence across the country. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki told reporters the hasty release of prisoners under an amnesty program was one reason for a recent surge in attacks. Deputy Interior Minister Adnan al-Assadi echoed that sentiment, noting an amnesty law that released some prisoners charged with lesser crimes had also resulted in the release of many dangerous prisoners. A United Nations official is urging the international community to provide massive amounts of aid for an estimated 1 million Pakistanis forced from their homes due to recent fighting between Pakistan's army and Taliban militants. Pakistan's prime minister called it the largest displacement of people in his nation's history. President Obama pushing lawmakers to finish a credit card reform bill. At a town hall-style event in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, the president accused many credit card companies of unfair practices.
We're lured in by ads and mailings that hook us with the promise of low rates while keeping the right to raise those rates at any time for any reason.
The president says he wants a credit card reform package on his desk by Memorial Day. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 46 points to close at 8331, the S&P 500 tacking on 9 points to 893, and the NASDAQ up 25 to 1689. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll get an update from NASA on the Shuttle Atlantis mission to repair the Hubble telescope. We'll talk with John Gizzi about his incident with a cell phone in the White House press room on Wednesday. And when we come back, fixing Medicare and Social Security with California Congressman Buck McKeon.